Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. I can feel it coming in the air tonight. Thank God my air conditioner works. And if yours doesn't or you're having some issues, the man of the hour is here, Todd St. Orr's with Gulf Coast Air Care.
I hear that intro. I just want to go get my Miami Vice suit on, you know.
Well, I always want
to ride around with the top down like Don Johnson.
Yeah, about 5 minutes down the line in the song, there's this great drum thing that Phil Collins does. But we'd have to postpone the whole show to get to it. But it is a perfect
Mike Tyson
song
and
for
the
you.
Tiger, right?
Yeah, it's a perfect song for you, Todd.
Good morning, Meg.
You look good. How you doing?
I'm feeling great.
Well, I sit there, I worry
about
you. I
haven't been out in the heat yet today too much.
Oh, okay, because I'm thinking this has to be your Christmas season.
It's been...
for air care.
It's busy.
Wow.
It's busy.
Tell me what's going on. What are you seeing in this weather, and what are some of the issues that you're noticing?
Well, we're midpoint probably of our air conditioning season. We're later in the summer, but our air conditioners run September into October.
Oh, yeah.
Then we finally get that nice stuff, and it, you know... it's always when the fair comes to town, it cools down a little bit.
It's so true.
Air conditioners get a break. But if you haven't changed your filter and looked at your drain line at this point in the year, you need to do that because probably got some buildup in it.
That makes sense.
I've cleared mine twice since April already.
Oh, my. Okay.
And once after I was here talking on the radio, and then I go home and it's like, wet carpet. What the heck?
Oh, no.
And the drain line had backed up, and it's you know. You don't think about it until, it gets wet. I have one later today that I think is a drain line issue or whatever. They found some stuff. They cut into walls and ceilings. And I'm like, it's probably something simple. But go out and find your drain line outside. There's weeds growing around it. There's a bunch of muck out there. There's, just wet stuff. And there's clear that thing out. It needs to have clean, clear water coming out of it.
And that'll make a big difference in your energy efficiency too, right?
Well, it keeps, oftentimes the way that these float switches, so if you have an emergency float switch and the drain line backs up, sometimes it'll shut off the outside unit. When the condenser runs, that's what produces the moisture on the coil. But the fan's still running on the inside unit, and the air handler, the furnace. It's like, what's going on? It works, but you don't realize that the condenser outside's not running because the safety switch has shut the condenser off, so it won't produce any more water.
Interesting.
So it minimizes the flood, and it'll fool you. You'll be like, what is going on? The air's working, but it's not cooling in here. And, I've seen people get taken advantage of that situation. You want to clear that drain line out. Don't use bleach. Use vinegar if you have a port where you can dump it in there.
Yeah, many times. And then
if you have any questions or concerns, you can call us. We'll walk you through it, or we'll come out. Our number is 850-934-2768. Our website is gulfcoastaircare.com, and you can make a request through our website, too.
And you're on the expert panel, Tom, because you are clearly one of the experts. How long have you been doing this now?
31 years.
Yes, sir. So you've seen it all, I would imagine, in terms of the different types of air conditionings, the different kinds of emergencies.
We kind of had a slow day the other day, and we were, out in the shop cleaning up and taking care of, and then we got into a little bit of storytelling, and it's, because I have guys that have been with me 28 years,
really?
15
that
years.
That says a lot.
Sam's been around 7 now. Sam's out there running around this morning. So, and all of us have just seen everything,
I bet.
If you have something that you feel like, I can't figure this out, call us, or get in touch with us, and we're happy to help you. If you have a question this morning, 850-437-1620, text in your question, and we'll address that on the air. So the humidity is the biggest driver of comfort, and it also, if you have excess humidity, like we find in the summertime, air conditioner runs, and it pulls some of the humidity out. But that moisture, that water vapor, that drives the microbial issues. That drives the mold problems.
Right.
So if you're starting to see spotting or black stuff or, and I had several of these people, they've been on the internet lately, and they're like, I have toxic black mold. Like,
Social media.
Toxic black mold is like a super generic term that will scare the pants off of everybody, but... let's take a step back, take a breath, evaluate what's going on. Oftentimes it's simple. Other times it's something where you need a professional like somebody at Gulf Coast Air Care to come in and, assess the situation. We'll find out how you're operating the house and the system, and then we'll take a look at it. We want to go in the attic and look at the duct. We want to look at the equipment. We want to look at the size of the return, the cleanability of the system. And then, you know, we want to measure stuff like humidity. And that's an easy thing for people to do is get a hygrometer, a little gadget.
I've got one. Todd gave me
hygrometer,
one.
Hygrometer, H-Y-G-R-O-M-E-T-E-R. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they're portable, little battery-operated thing, less than $20. And that will give you temperature and humidity. So you can move it around the house or the indoor environment, the building, whatever it is. And you can measure the temperature and humidity in those areas that seem to be problem areas.
Mm-hmm.
Compare those readings to an area that where it's comfortable, where it's not, you know, like, you know, the main room.
So what is considered to be a good humidity?
So if you can get in the 50s, you're doing good here.
50%
relative humidity. That's the comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
The real super comfort zone is from 50 to 40%.
Oh,
typically,
okay.
You can't get there without supplemental dehumidification in mm-hmm. this climate, unless the building is built to Gold Star standards or, you know, energy efficiency, Energy Star. There's a lot of different ways that they do stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And the equipment's got to be sized correctly. It's got run right, you know, the return and all that. So if somebody hasn't had mindfulness on how your system is put together,
right,
you may be in the 50s, which is comfortable. If you're above 60 or 65 continuously, you're going mm-hmm. down the mold road. You're just eventually going to have mold because that moisture, that water vapor, you know, there's enough there to sustain microbial growth when you get your and it's not comfortable. It's just kind of cold mm-hmm. and clammy. You mm-hmm. know, if your air conditioner is oversized, if you need 3 tons and you have 4 tons air conditioners, it's just hypothetical. Your system will run 20 or 30% less time.
Right.
That less run time is the time that you would pull the humidity out from a properly sized air conditioner.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
So if you need 2.5 tons in a house, 1,800 square feet, and you've put 3 or 3.5, you're not going to get the run time to pull the humidity down.
Mm-hmm.
And so at that point, you have to look at, you know, things like duct design. Is the duct big enough? You know, a lot of people start, well, we enclosed the back porch and we made a Florida room out of it, and so we went up a full ton on the air conditioning. Well, if you haven't addressed the return, if you haven't addressed the size of the duct, now you're pushing a lot more air into a duct that was designed for a smaller load or
of
a smaller
course,
system.
Yeah.
So, and you'll have more accumulation, more dirty stuff in the ductwork, more debris, more particulate, no mm-hmm. more allergens,
mm-hmm.
that sort of thing. And then that oversized air conditioner is a common thing that we see. Undersized return, oversized air conditioner.
Well, the philosophy is more is better, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what people
Wayne
think.
In Texas. Everything's bigger in Texas.
Bigger
like,
in,
you don't want that
Florida.
In an air conditioner. You don't want that. So, or you can have all whatever you want, but mm-hmm. you're going to pay the consequences.
Right.
You don't run someone... your fan in the on position is the other one that makes a lot
of
mold.
Told me.
So.
Someone had told me to keep the fan on for the opposite reason. You said don't do that.
We went to a real estate site yesterday on a house that was listed, and they had the fan in the on position, you know, trying uh-huh. to keep it cool in there, I guess. It was vacant, you know,
right.
house for sale and all that. And, you know, the fan was in the on position. Like, man, this thing will be moldy in a month. Because the fan runs continuously, and it pushes that moisture from the coil that's trying to drain out. We talked about the drain line.
Mm-hmm.
That's trying to drain out. But the fan on all the time, that airflow keeps that coil from draining properly. And mm-hmm. it pushes, re-evaporates that moisture down into the duct system. So we open those up and we see moldy duct all the time. Do we have a...
Yes, well, I was going to say, if okay. you just joined us, talking to Todd St. Orange with Gulf Coast Air Care. If you've got a question, just text it on in at 850-437-1620. We were talking about the drain lines here, and someone sent in a photo, and I'll try to describe it for you, that says, what do you think about this stuff versus vinegar? Yeah, and the photo, I can't... It's a instant powder. It's a AC condenser drain, and it comes in a
Yeah, there's a lot of that stuff out
there.
So
what do you think about those kinds of remedies?
It's okay. You probably mix that into water, and it makes a solution that
goes out. That's what it looks like a powder solution that you'd mix in.
The manufacturers just said no bleach, because if bleach gets in the drain train, gets on the fins, it eats up the fins.
Mm-hmm.
So a product like this is a lot more expensive than vinegar, but it probably works great. It's fine. You know, you can use it to dump it down there.
Right.
I see now that there are these automatic dispensers now that you put on your system, and it shoots some stuff into the drain line. A little bit overkill, in my opinion. When you change your air filter, dump a little vinegar, just plain the cheapest vinegar. You know, now Walmart's got 9 different kinds. They got canning vinegar, cleaning vinegar, regular white vinegar,
right.
apple cider vinegar.
You know, what do you go with? What do you
the
recommend?
The cheapest white vinegar has got acetic acid in it. And we're trying to break up that stuff that's in the drain line that's in the horizontal run between where it goes under the slab. Not all of them are like this, but and it goes to the outside unit.
Right.
So that long horizontal run is just a pipe that lays there. It's 3/4 inch pipe, and it gets that gunky stuff in there. And you're just trying to push some stuff through there. You know, and the way we clear them is we take a shop back. It doesn't even have to fit tight. We take a shop back, slip it over the outside opening on that pipe, and suck it out. And it works great, at, you know. So that'll save you $89 service call right there.
So if someone wanted you to come out and take a look, and now you do the inspections, you recommend maybe once or twice a year, correct?
Yeah, the National Air Duct Cleaners Association is our recommendations that we use. Also ASHRAE, which is the mad scientist of the HVAC business, at a minimum once a year inspection. And, you know, your air conditioner right now in this part of the season is getting a lot of work. I mean, it's hot.
Right.
Last week with that 110, 115 degree heat index.
I think mine ran constantly.
And, you know, so that tells me it's not oversized. It's on the hottest days like that in the afternoon. It will run all afternoon because it's sized correctly. And, yeah, you pay a little bit, but, you know, those hot temperatures are gone. They may come back on us, but you pay a little bit for that extra energy consumption. But the comfort and then not having a microbial growth issue,
right?
That's something that's really You got to get on top of that. It takes a professional. It's a lot of people, you know, people call me, I have black mold in a, you know, I think it's an insurance claim. Well, a lot of the insurance writers, they have an exclusion or a cap on mold work and all that. And then, you know, they'll try and say, well, this is deferred maintenance because you didn't clean the coil, you didn't clean the duct system. And so, you know, we can help you navigate those kinds of issues. Call us at the office, 850-934-2768. Our website is GulfCoastAirCare.com, and, you know, we're happy to help you, you know, try and figure out what's going on. And a lot of people, even now, 31 years in, it's like, I've never had this done. Like, wow, you know, so.
Well, I don't think we hear much about that, and I told you before, which is I'm embarrassed to say, but I'm sort of a, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. If it's running good, I'm happy. And I don't really,
true.
And I don't know to do this maintenance stuff, which is very simple. It's not that hard.
And, you know, so a house is like a bucket. And there's water in the bucket. There's humidity. There's allergens and all that. Normal fungal ecology is the definition that we use to determine a lot of the scope of work that we do and all that. Well, normal fungal ecology here and normal fungal ecology in Reno, Nevada are completely different.
Right.
You know, and then the heating climates like up in Milwaukee and Chicago and, you know,
animal.
Where it's cold and all
that,
they have different HVAC setups than we do. And so it's humid here a lot of times. So our normal fungal ecology, you know, I had a lady the other day that, you know, she was absolutely insistent. She had two young kids at the house, and she wanted to live in a clean room like where they're making computer chips for Intel. It's like, that's not going to happen in this climate.
Right.
It's, you know, you're not going to ever not see specks of dust or, you know, you're not going to have some humidity issues and all that. And she had some issues, which we helped her, you know, figure out how to resolve. So, but, you know, so normal fungal ecology just means that you have water in the bucket. The problem is when the bucket overflows, then we got issues. And that's what happens with the drain line backing up, the oversized returns, you know, just the age. There's a lot of flex duct that we go out. We can clean flex duct. But we see a lot of it 25, 30, 40 years old, and it's beyond service life. It just fades, and it's old, and it's, you know, it's fragile. And when you run the tools through there, and we're using pneumatic tools. We're not using rotating brushes.
Okay.
We have a rotating brush system that we use on heavy-duty metal commercial duct, but you can't run that in residential duct and not have create another problem, you know,
these
unintended consequences.
Okay.
So, and so we look at, when we do our inspections, when we do our quotes for duct cleaning, we look at that duct and make sure that it can be cleaned. It's suitable to go forward. And, you know, and what we're finding now is with our home stock here in Northwest Florida, Baldwin County and all that, because I'm licensed in Florida and Alabama. We have older home stock now that, you know, there's a lot of them that need upgrades. They need update. They need remediation or renovation on a duct system. Which, it's in the attic, you don't ever think about it.
Right, it's out of sight, out of mind.
Well, the house was built in 88, you know, it's pretty comfortable. We redid the floors, we got new cabinets, we got
the AC on, it came on.
Countertop, it's blowing cold. It's like, you know what, that duct is original from 1988. Like,
Yeah.
And when you inspect it, when you look at it, the building codes have changed. So, you know, we kind of have adapted over the last 30 years I've been in business. We do way more extensive cleaning and way more testing than we ever used to when we first started 30 years ago.
That's interesting.
And I've looked at houses that we've cleaned three times in 30 years because the duct system is just not, it hadn't been updated to the latest thing.
Right.
You know, everybody, you can be kind of behind the eight ball.
Sure.
That's why you want somebody to look at it annually,
mm-hmm.
look at your equipment. You know, I recommend that early part of spring, you know, because you got five or six really long, hard months of AC usage.
Mm-hmm.
And if that system's not clean, you will have some issues by the end of summer. And here we are,
it's August.
First week of August.
Well, and it's a hot month here.
It's not over yet.
Yeah, it is. Talking to Todd St. Orr's with Gulf Coast Air Care. If you've got a question for him, 850-437-1620. And we've been talking this morning about the air ducts and drainage and how to keep your system in good shape.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the questions that just came in, can you elaborate more on the right kind of air filter? There's too many choices.
There are. So
because when I go and I see and I think, well, this one's $3 and this one's $30.
Yeah, yeah,
now,
right.
Which one is it the
so
price?
Your air filters, and this is a good question because it's something that the homeowner can do.
That's right.
So,
and every month you'd said,
it's
correct?
Rated by MERV, MERV, which is minimum efficiency reporting value.
Okay.
Low number, a 2 means you can read the newspaper through the air filter.
Okay.
Probably only going to catch a flying bowling balls and not going to catch
okay.
some of that small, you know, pet dander.
Cat hair and,
yeah,
okay.
Those 2 micron allergens that are respirable that float around the air and all that. So as you go up, then you have to look at, well, if I put a MERV 13 on this thing,
wow,
then it starts restricting airflow. And that's this super sharp, tight, honeycomb-looking.
Mm-hmm. Those are the ones that
yeah,
are more
expensive. Yeah, it's a cardboard
too.
Filter. Yeah, they're like 20, 25 bucks mm-hmm. a piece or whatever. If your return is sized correctly, you can get away with that. We typically tell people stay in the MERV 8
okay.
to MERV 10 range, which is a pleated filter, which has kind of got folds in it, but they're
mm-hmm.
rounded. Here I am talking with my hands again.
He's showing me with his hands. How
Taylor Dawson, are you listening to me?
Yeah, like, I know we were laughing. Quotes, yeah.
But so the kind of pointed pleat
mm-hmm.
or the rounded pleat
mm-hmm.
is MERV 6, 8, 10,
okay.
or 11.
And does it matter?
The honeycomb one is a 13. You probably want to stay away from that. It sounds great, but
right.
that thing fills up quicker. It restricts the airflow. And if you don't have a clean system or a properly sized return,
mm-hmm.
you got some, here we go again, unintended, easy for me to say, unintended
right.
consequences.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, when I'm looking at it, so I'll go to check it, and you've got me in the habit now. I'm looking at it every month. But sometimes I wonder, is it dirty enough to replace? How do I know? Or do you just automatically do it at a certain time?
You can kind of see a lot of the filter media is white. You know,
mm-hmm.
on that AirSafe
yeah.
filter of ours, it's tucked in the frame.
Right.
You pull that media back, and you can see clean that's tucked in the media, and you can see how dirty it is in the airstream.
Got it.
And so I tell people that have the AirSafe filter, you know, just pull the corner back and look at it and determine. But your air conditioner runs a lot more in the summertime.
Correct.
So your filter life is shorter because mm-hmm. you're pushing more airflow through there.
Of course.
On my thermostat, it tells me by the number of hours of runtime.
Uh-huh.
Of course, I have, you know,
mine has a little filter light that comes
yeah,
on
there.
Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah.
So you reset that, and you can usually set that to a certain amount of time. At my house, I know how mine works, and I have it set for 350 hours of runtime.
Okay.
And that happens in 3 weeks in the summertime.
Mm-hmm.
It happens in 6 weeks in the wintertime.
Okay,
or when
that
the
makes
weather's
sense. Yeah,
fair.
That makes
you know,
sense.
The air conditioner doesn't run as much.
Okay.
But we have the humidity all the time, so it's like, God, what do? A whole humidification. Or if you're running your air conditioning system year-round or like 10 months out of the year, people say, well, what else can I do? Ultraviolet light keeps that air conditioner that's going to run for an extended period of time, that ultraviolet light will keep that from growing anything because that's where it starts. It starts on that wet, dark, correct
closet.
Temperature evaporator coil.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the perfect storm brewing in there. So if you put the ultraviolet light in there, it's a C-band of UV light.
Mm-hmm.
A and B is what burns your skin when you go to the beach with no sunscreen. The C-band of UV light kills on a cellular level. So it eliminates or it neutralizes and kills that microbial growth that's going in there, that hypha and all that
God, that's fascinating. So you could just set that up yourself. Or no?
No, you need somebody to come in and install a UV light for you. So, and there, you know, you want your UV light to be shining on the coil surface. Putting it up in the duct is not helping you.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay.
Because it's on the flyby, you know. It's like you have an umbrella over here, but you're not standing under it. It's not doing you any good. So, you know.
Good example.
Yeah.
Good
so,
example.
Anyways, get that UV light put on the coil, you know, roughly, you know, $700 or $800 is what those are. They got a 2-year bulb on them. You have to relamp. They start out like a spotlight.
Right.
And then the light over a period of time, this is from the manufacturers, it fades to like a night light, and then you change the UV light out and the light intensity drops. But I've had UV light at my house for probably 18 years. Super
effective. I don't think a lot of people know about to be honest.
And they probably don't. You know, it's the same thing. I'm shocked about UV light. And you never had duct cleaning done? You don't understand the UV light and all that? The other thing that we get is hot and cold rooms, obviously, in summertime, you know, it's like, oh, man, this end of the house is not right.
Right.
So we go in the attic, and we find that the rodents have made a visit, and they've chewed into the duct, and it's sweating, and now they have a moisture source, and they've burrowed into your insulation. Mm-hmm. They've chewed up the duct, and that's where the leak's coming from. Those are not fun to fix in July and August, September. And we'll schedule that stuff. But at least we can figure out what it is. And then at that point, you know, you can't patch rodent chewed on ductwork. It needs to change. Well, I don't do it.
That's right.
I'm not patching any ductwork. It needs to come out because the Hunta virus and everything else that goes along with these rodents that, you know, and if they're getting access into your house, call your pest control people and get them out there to look at that stuff. And then call us 850-934-2768. Or GulfCoastAirCare.com.
And I wanted to mention before we go that Todd has a terrific newsletter that you send out. So how can people get a copy of this? Because it comes out every month.
And yeah.
He goes over all the different things that are relevant. Plus, he has some funny bone stuff in there.
What's the teacher's favorite nation?
Yep.
Because school's about to start
back up,
right? It's
about to start, yes.
The answer is explanation.
Yes. Oh, boy.
They're dad jokes, people. If you don't want dad jokes,
don't call me. The next one is, what do you call a veterinarian with laryngitis? A horse doctor. These are so bad, but they make you smile.
Well,
but
you
there's
know.
Lots of good information.
So
in
it's
here.
Not all boring indoor air quality stuff that we put on
stuff.
There. But we, you know, want to help you. And you know, the gardens are thriving right now, so there's a little recipe in there and all that kind of stuff. Call us if you want to get on the newsletter. 850-934-2768. You can send us an email from info@gulfcoastaircare.com. You can go to our website and find that too, gulfcoastaircare.com. And we'll put you on the newsletter. And it's a short little read. We've been trying all summer to get back to printing this thing and mail it out because we did that for about 12 or 13 years. And then, you know, just.
It's gotten expensive now. Mail has gone up yet again.
Different
this past
issues,
month.
You know, and I haven't got there yet. So, but we're going to probably print that. And we'll print you a copy and mail it to you if you want. Or, you know,
you
we
go.
Stick a lot of them in the. People order replacement air filters from that AirSafe filter, and we stick them in the bag with them. So,
well, it's really good because they have lots of tips in it every month. And obviously, they're talking about that with the running the front pages about attic care and the ducts and all the insulation issues that can come up with that.
I hate to focus on the attic in summer, but that's when somebody gets a $600 power bill and they're like, help me.
But you also have some great deals that you focus on too.
We do a special every month. We do a little drawing. We have a restaurant that's a friend of ours, and we give away a little gift card every month. So
there you go.
Call us and let us know if we can help you. 850-934-2768, GulfCoastAirCare.com.
Todd, and, so great to see you.
Yeah, football's coming, huh, Meg?
I'm pretty excited about it. I'm pretty excited.
Look at that. Yeah, if you guys could see how she perks up when you say football. Don't say Ugga around Meg or you're going to get an earful.
Barking, exactly.
Yeah, that's it.
Todd, thank you so much. We appreciate all that you do. This is Pep Talk.